Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. As is our annual custom, this is the time of year when we share with you excerpts from the recent Economic Outlook Conference at the University of South Carolina's Moore School of Business in Columbia. Today's excerpt comes from South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster.
Here we are. I want to mention the events in Newberry, which actually started back in January, and that's with Samsung's interest in coming to South Carolina. Now, this is another in a series of great companies, big companies with plenty of money and plenty of future that could go anywhere in the world they want to go and would be highly welcomed anywhere in the world. And here they've come to South Carolina following a whole line of others. You know, BMW produces a new vehicle every 61.7 seconds up in Greer. And then they're expanding right now. They've put billions of dollars into that place. Boeing is here, of course, producing great airplanes. Volvo's here. Mercedes is here. We produce more and export more tires than in any state in the United States. It's clear that our momentum is not slowing down. It's actually increasing. And I see that everywhere I go. In the last few years, I've had the opportunity to go to a lot of international conferences. I know Governor Hodges, you went to them as well. And let me say that while Governor Hodges and others in this room are here, this economic growth is something that started a whole long time ago. It's been a long road, but we are finally seeing the fruits of those labors that were put in so many years ago. I remember the technical college system that we have now. It started in 1961. Fritz Hollings was governor, and he asked a man named Stanley Smith to come up with the ideas to put together a technical college system. We didn't have one then. You know, those of you who don't know O. Stanley Smith may know him by the Constan Car Wash on Gervais Street by the trestle. That's Connie Smith and Stanley Smith. Except for some force coming out of left field that we don't know about, if we do it right, if we don't raise taxes, if we don't impose regulations, if we don't do things that are not necessary to do, and we let free enterprise blossom here, there's no telling how far we can go. And I'm convinced that of all the things that we need to do in South Carolina, the most important one, if you had to just pick one, we have environmental concerns, we have law enforcement concerns, we certainly have educational concerns, we've got all kind of concerns. But the one thing that touches all of them is economic growth, development, and prosperity. I know for a fact that when people have jobs, when they're happy, when they have a reason to get up in the morning, when they're looking forward to going to work, even if they don't want to go, if they do go, they come back with money, and money buys things that makes life happy and easier. You have better education going. You have less drug abuse. We got an opioid problem that we will have to tackle. That would not be as bad if the economy were humming even more than it is now, and all the way down out in the rural areas and other places where we really haven't reached yet. With great economic growth, you have less divorces. You have more marriages. You have less criminal domestic violence. You have less criminal activity. Everything gets better. Everything gets better with great economic growth. So if there's one thing that you have to pick out, if you had to pick just one of all the things we need to do, it's great economic growth. And we are right in the middle of an upswing that I believe is going to last for generations, again, unless we mess it up in some sort of way. A few years ago, I was in a conference up in the Capital City Club on Gervais Street, and I was looking out the window. And Christy Todd Whitman, the former governor of New Jersey and head of the EPA, was the guest speaker. And we were chatting along with some other people, and I was reciting all the great things that were going on in South Carolina. We were looking at the university, looking at the horseshoe, looking at the Capitol, looking at the stadium beyond, looking way out at the green and all that, and grass and trees and water, and it's just beautiful. And I said to her that we just have it all here in South Carolina. And she said, and I quote, "You do. I hope you don't mess it up." So that's our job. With wise policies and with thought and planning, we can have the kind of momentum that's going to carry us forward. And the way we stay ahead of everybody else is by innovation, imagination, and education. And we have three great research universities here in South Carolina. This one, Clemson, and MUSC. And that's something that tantalizes these folks who are looking for someplace to go.
You've been listening to an excerpt from the recent Economic Outlook Conference at the University of South Carolina's Moore School of Business in Columbia. Today's excerpt came from South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you will also find a link to the video from this conference. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.